Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops it up and throws to first, with Nixon covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo strikes out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 1 in the game. Abrams strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops it up and throws to first, with Nixon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodman. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 1 in the game. Deering hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis is 0 for 1 in the game. Aganis takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aganis moves to second. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilbur hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Coleman. Aganis scores. Hatton moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fridley hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. Wilbur drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Young out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-2 in the game. Abrams takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus takes first base on ball 4. Abrams moves to second. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-2 in the game. Deering takes first base on ball 4. Abrams moves to third. Waitkus moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Abrams scores. Waitkus moves to third. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aganis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aganez moves to second. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilbur hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young bunts towards first. Aganez scoops it up and throws to first, with Goodman covering, for the out. Fridley moves to second. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krahoski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Chuckalis now pitching. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Consolo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Hunter, and towards Young, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to second. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Abrams takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Waitkus bunts towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Abrams moves to second. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Deering is walked intentionally. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur fires to first and picks off Deering. Abrams moves to third. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen strikes out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aganez takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a line drive into right field. Abrams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Abrams. Aganez moves to third. Hatton moves to second. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilbur is walked intentionally. Carl Olson pinch runs for Del Wilbur. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Billy Consolo. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Willard Nixon. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Owen now catching. Milt Bowling now playing shortstop. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. Courtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fridley hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-4 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-4 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Aganez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hatton is walked intentionally. Goodman moves to second. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gil Cohn pinch hits for Bob Chuck Ellis. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cohn for the out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.